Letter to Brahmananda. Distributing these books is our real business, not these records. Has anyone ever become convinced in Krishna consciousness by listening to this record? No. He will simply think it is nice, magical sounds, that's all. But if he reads one book, he will be convinced about spiritual life. That is our success. So stop this record distribution immediately everywhere and stress book distribution more and more. Letter to Karandar, 1970. I am so glad to learn that you are having nice success in placing my books in the libraries and in schools and colleges. That is very much to my satisfaction. So please continue your program for placing these Krishna consciousness literatures in all the libraries and schools and colleges. I am sure that this will revolutionize the thinking of the thoughtful men of your country, as well as the students and professors, and the ultimate end will be to save the world from the clutches of material illusory activities which is now causing havoc everywhere. 1970, Nayanabiram. I am so glad to learn that you are distributing our books in colleges and schools so nicely. Actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is a novel proposition to the world. The world is suffering on account of atheistic conviction of life. So our theistic proposition presenting Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is certainly a great relief to the agnostics, atheists, impersonalists, and voidists. In all our books, we have very scientifically covered all such demons, and if these books are introduced in the schools and colleges, so many beautiful souls will be saved. You are doing a great service to humanity to introduce our books to the people in general. 1971, Letter to Karandar. The books and magazines should be distributed properly and money collected and spent for again reprinting the books. 1971, Letter to John Milner. It is so much encouraging to hear how you are introducing this Krishna consciousness movement in the schools and colleges there. Especially, this is an ideal opportunity for distributing our books also, so you should make all serious endeavor in this connection. These books are so potent that anyone who reads them is sure to become Krishna conscious. So it is a very valuable service to distribute our books. Yes, incense distribution has been very helpful in many centers for maintaining financially. But we are not businessmen. So producing candles for distribution is not at all necessary. We do not want to increase factories. We want to increase Krishna consciousness. And this can be done best by distributing our books and preaching. So in that way, you can make your program. 1971, Letter to Karandar. In my heart, I want that Krishna book in small or large form should be distributed in every home who are English-speaking people. 1971, Letter to Vamanadeva. These college students have all been misguided. Without Krishna consciousness, all their book learning amounts to zero. Simply, if they will add Krishna consciousness to their curriculum, all their endeavors will know perfection. So it is so important that we distribute our books, especially in the schools and colleges, because anyone who reads them is sure to become Krishna conscious. So make your program in that way, and Krishna will surely help you. 1971, Letter to Sri Govinda. It is much more important that you utilize your valuable time and energy to distribute our magazines and books. That is real propaganda work. And the householders can earn their livelihood by distributing our books also. That is one of the points of our new book distribution program, and you can get more details from Karandar or Rupanuga. 1971, Letter to Jagadish. Continue this door-to-door program. It is very nice. Lord Nityananda used to do that. Haridas Thakur used to do that. All of Lord Chaitanya's close associates used to do that. So we must follow in their footprints. 1971, Hansa Duda. Print books and sell and get rich, that's all. We have got asset, our books. So where is the question of poverty? So don't be so disheartened at any circumstance. 1971, letter to Sridham. You state that you will be the largest distributor of BTG back to Godhead in the world. This statement is very pleasing to me, because more than anything, I want that my students should distribute my books and literatures profusely all over the world, and this should be our foremost concern, how to do it properly. But one thing, now you must try very hard to live up to your promise of becoming largest distributor. 1971, letter to Chiro Dakashai. Practically, the success of our movement is due to my books and BTG being distributed throughout the world. 1971, letter to Sri Galim. One thing, you say that literature distribution is low. Actually, the test of the strength of our preaching work is that we sell many books and magazines. So what is the difficulty? Simply preach very sincerely to anyone and everyone, and go on in this way preaching more and more, and the demand for our books will increase. 1971, letter to Chavana. Distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. 1971, letter to Balavanta. Our society means books, so if there are no books, how can we preach? I am also glad to hear from you how the distribution of literatures is also improving. That is the real meaning of improvement. 1971, letter to Kirti Raj. I especially want that my books and literatures should be distributed profusely, but so far I understand this is not being done very perfectly. So I want that you, all my students, shall very vigorously try for this book distribution. Do not hesitate to use your American and European brains to increase. That is Krishna's special gift to you. Now use it. Any activity which will please Krishna should be accepted favorably. This is our guiding principle. Now apply it in this way, by doing everything and anything for spreading this Krishna consciousness literature. And this is really pleasing to Krishna, know it for certain. 1971, letter to Upendra. I am so glad to hear that you are beginning door-to-door Sankirtan. This door-to-door Sankirtan is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Even there is language barrier, this door-to-door Sankirtan will fulfill your mission, and you can introduce our literatures to the higher circles as you have done by presenting Krishna book to the Prime Minister. 1971, letter to Vishnujan. One Krishna book sold means we go forward one step in our Krishna consciousness. We should always remember this. 1971, letter to Vamanadev. Book distribution is a very important program, and you should give much attention to developing it. If anyone simply reads our Krishna book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita as it is, he is sure to become a Krishna-conscious person. So, somehow or other, either through the schools or colleges, libraries, life membership program, or ordinary sales, we must push on this literature distribution program. It is so important and a most valuable service to Krishna. 1971, letter to Lochan. Become very convinced yourself of our philosophy, and then your preaching will act. And try to sell as many books as possible at all the schools and colleges. This is scholarly information, flawless science. Kindly assist me in this great work, and know it for certain that by your sincerely working in this way, you shall very soon go back home, back to Godhead. 1971, letter to Karandar. Regarding printing our books and literatures, I may inform you in this connection that I saw one bulletin of Indian Railways in which it was specifically advised that every railway servant should see to it that the wheels of the carriages or vehicles must be moving always, which means that the railway is going nicely. Similarly, all of us should see that our literatures are profusely distributed. That means that our missionary work is going on nicely. Otherwise, we are simply sleeping and eating. The literature we have already designated as Brihatmadanga. So distribution of literature means great Sankirtan. 1971, letter to Lalita Kumar and Jambavati. Many fanatic spiritual movements have come and gone, but without the flawless philosophy of Krishna, they cannot stand. Therefore, I want especially that my books and literature should be distributed profusely. This is our substance, real philosophical information, not some weak sentiments. So try for this, to give all men this Krishna philosophy, and many real devotees will come with us back to home, back to Godhead. 1971, letter to Damodar. I'm especially pleased to hear that your distribution of our books and magazines has increased. Go on in this way, increasing more and more. Each time someone reads some solid information about Krishna, his life becomes changed in some way. These literatures are the solid ground upon which our preaching stands. So I want that they should be available to everyone, as many as possible. So please try for this. 1971, letter to Upendra. The best news is that you are increasing nicely the distribution of my books and literature. This is the best activity, to distribute solid information about Krishna. Our preaching stands solid on these books. No other movement or cult has such vast background of authority. So we are not afraid to challenge anyone and everyone to defeat their philosophy on the basis of that authority. Krishna appreciates such strong preachers as his dearmost servants. So let us work very enthusiastically to drive away rascal philosophy and establish the real religion of Bhagavad Gita as it is. 1971, letter to Jagadish. Actually, this is the solid basis for our preaching work. No other movement has got such profuse authority for preaching. And if someone reads our Krishna philosophy, he becomes convinced. So try to increase the effect of preaching by distributing many books and magazines, and this is the basis of your all success.